currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Pam Jardine at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Pam.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you hear stories about the people and locations that make Kirkland an attractive and vibrant place to live, work, and visit. I'm Pam Jardine. At the May 7th City Council meeting, viewers will see a new face at the dais. Shelley Klobaugh was selected last month by the council to fill position number 2, which was vacated in March. Klobaugh was one of 17 Kirkland residents who submitted their application to be considered for the position. She was among 5 to be interviewed and was unanimously appointed by the remaining council members.
I see everyone in the audience that we interviewed. And I'm sure the council members are going to want to say something, but how deeply grateful we are that all of you were here, that all of you filled out applications, that you all were eloquent and thoughtful and such caring individuals for our city. We were honored tonight to talk with each of you.
Klobaugh is no stranger to community service. The Juanita resident has served on the city's park board since 2009 and has been the legislative director for the Washington State Parent-Teacher Association for the past 2 years. Her public service also includes being a trustee for the Lake Washington Schools Foundation and supporting parks and school levy campaigns. In her application, she expressed accommodating housing and job growth, aligning city expenses with revenue, and ensuring adequate transportation infrastructure as the city's current challenges. Klobaugh is a graduate of the University of Illinois with a Bachelor of Science in Kinesiology and a graduate of the Seattle Massage School. Scores of Kirkland residents celebrated the 40th anniversary of Earth Day on April 22nd by continuing the ongoing restoration at Juanita Bay Park. Participants removed invasives, packed mulch, and remembered the importance of conservation.
We are taking out creeping buttercup, which is an invasive weed, around these native plants. Essentially, you just want to dig in your tool of whatever variety and try and get the whole root out so that it doesn't come back.
Well, we're clearing out the bad plants, kind of like weeds, like ivy and what they call periwinkle. The periwinkle has a pretty flower, but it spreads too quickly and it doesn't share space with the other plants. So we're clearing that away.
While pulling out blackberry bushes, these 3 girls found a salamander.
I really enjoy it.
It's hard work, but it's like good
work. It's worth it, yeah.
The event received so much interest that Green Kirkland had to turn some people away. Mayor Joan McBride was not one of them. Along with the Green Kirkland Partnership, she hosted the event and introduced Kirkland's representative to the crowd.
And she is here today to celebrate Earth Day with Kirkland. So it is my extreme pleasure to introduce to you our representative from the Fightin' First Congressional District, Congresswoman Susan Del Bene.
Thank all of you for being here today and taking your time on actually a pretty nice Saturday.
Del Bene was in the trenches along with the volunteers.
We had an incredible number of volunteers out there. It's a beautiful, beautiful area. And we were rebuilding the meadow. We got the wet meadow and the dry meadow and then the kind of in-between area and going through the different types of plants that, you know, will live in each of those areas. And there are just so many beautiful flowering plants. So I look forward to coming back in a few months and seeing all the color out here.
Overall, Del Bene said her experience at Juanita Bay Park was inspiring.
This is Earth Day, our 40th anniversary. Earth Day started with someone right here in the Northwest, and just the number of volunteers out here has been incredible. People really understand how important it is that we take care of our public spaces and our environment and the beautiful place that we live. And the support that folks have come out today really is an indicator of how much all of us in the Northwest really value our lands and are willing to, you know, bend our backs and do a little work to help take care of them.
Happy Earth Day!
Looking for something unique for Mom this Mother's Day? Take her on a special self-guided tour of local artists who will display their art, jewelry, ceramics, and crafts during the Kirkland Artist Studio Tour, known by many as CAST. Spend Saturday, May 11th or Sunday, May 12th, touring Kirkland's scenic neighborhoods on foot, bicycle, or if you must, by car. Artists will be on hand from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. to share with you what inspires them to draw, paint, photograph, and create. The event is sponsored by the Kirkland Arts Center, who will host free kids' arts activities on Saturday from 12 to 3 p.m. at the center. For event information, visit KirklandArtistStudioTour.com. You might also want to add some other Kirkland special event traditions to your calendar this month. The Kirkland Half Marathon and Mother's Day 5K is scheduled for Sunday, May 12th. Whether you're a runner or a walker, this is a great event to explore Kirkland on your feet at your own speed. Register at promotionevents.com. The Juanita Friday Market opens its sixth season on May 10th at Juanita Beach Park. A visit to the market is a great way to start your weekend. Fresh produce, artisan crafts, and delicious food treats will make you want to visit every week. For a list of vendors, visit kirklandjuan.gov. May rounds out with Seven Hills of Kirkland bicycle ride on Memorial Day, Monday, May 27th. Three routes are available, each with its own scenery to enjoy. For event information, visit sevenhills.org. To receive the city's special events guide via email, go to explorekirkland.com and sign up. As always, thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you.